The lesson will be asked during the lesson.
יש לנו הרבה נושאים שאנחנו רוצים ללמוד אותם במקביל.
We have a lot of topics that we want to study in parallel, but it's impossible to do more within 3 hours. Also, a lot of people are busy with other things, and that was customary with when we were with Rabash as well. The main thing is those three lessons in the morning. Now, one day we do the weekly portion from the Torah. Another day we do some big article, like right now, this article of that we're now going to get into. Another day we will do some more tests, and we also have some topics that we have to get to. So not every day we continue with the same topics, the same articles. Rather, one day we do this, the other day we do that, but altogether we're moving forward this way. So I am receiving all sorts of complaints, basically, or requests. Why don't we study this or that? And I'm saying it's all according to the plan, and we are trying to study all of those parts more or less equally to the extent that we need in order to let them lead us towards the goal. So don't worry, and just study what is given to you, review it a little bit, repeat it a little bit during the day if possible, and you'll see that all in all you are absorbing this Torah, and also how to work against the ego, how to work with the group, how to understand the development of creation through tests, how to advance in our individual inner work, and so on. And this way we will ultimately see ourselves. Advancing, and you'll see how from all these topics that we're pushing forward, that we're advancing with, you'll see success and collective progress. All right, so in the meantime, we will approach our topic, the Torah and the work.
So, like I said, we're in the Rabash writings, the article, What is the Torah and the Work in the Ways of the Creator. We're starting with a paragraph, starting with, this is the meaning of what is written. This is the meaning of what is written, Midrash Rabbah, and let them take from me a contribution. You have merchandise that he who sells it is sold with it. The Creator said to Israel, I have sold to you my Torah. It is as though I have been sold with it. As was said, and let them take from me a contribution. According to the above, we should interpret the words of the Midrash where it says, it is as though I have been sold with it. The Torah is regarded as the Torah, and Israel and the Creator are one, since the Torah is the clothing of the Creator. And through the Torah, man must be rewarded with the one who wears it, which is called adhering to the Creator. It follows that we must be rewarded with two things, meaning the Torah and the Creator. This is the meaning of what is written, it is as though I have been sold with it. For this reason, there is completeness of three things here: Israel, the Creator, and the Torah. It is as it is written in the book, A Sage's Fruit, what can a person do to come to feel the need for the Torah? in which the Creator is clothed. It is our sages said that the Creator said to Israel, I have sold my Torah, it is as though I have been sold with it. This is the meaning of having a merchandise that once who sells it is sold with it. This means that the Creator wants that when a person takes the Torah, he will seemingly take the Creator with him.
It's not for no reason that we learn all kinds of things the Kabbalists tell us about a world we don't feel. Rather, we want to open this world. We want to recognize this world. We want to enter it with all our emotions, that it will open within us. We see people off the street. You know, you see two people. One person may feel only what's happening in this world, on the streets of this world, and another person may feel more the forces that descend to this world and design this world. Why do things happen? Where do they come from? For what goal? And so, physically, we can see two similar people, but internally, one person is feeling this world, and another person feels also the causes for this world. This is called, I've been sold with it, meaning that you take the method, and through the method, you want to attain me, which refers to the source of everything that happens.
Yet a person does not feel he needs this. Primarily, a person takes after the majority. And since, when beginning to teach women, children, and the general public, Maimonides says we should begin in Lolishma. And normally, everyone takes after the beginning, meaning that the reason they were given for why we need the Torah are reasons of lo lishma. And not because I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice. Naturally, the majority of the world does not even understand that there is a reward called dvekut with the Creator. For this reason, the view of the majority controls a person. That he does not need the study of Torah so that by this he will be able to achieve the real intention. That is, that through the Torah he will be able to aim in order to bestow and not for his own benefit. That it will bring him dvekut, to adhere to the Creator. For this, meaning in order to correct the creatures so they achieve dvekut, the multiplicity of words, of worlds, partsufim and souls were made.
Meaning that the upper system, the system of guidance and providence, is designed in a way that it's not to manage us, but rather through this management, it wants to bring us up, that we ourselves will grow to the point that we will later even participate with the system, take part and advance on our own, determining how we want to move forward, how we want to live, just like in this world. A person at first is being grown, he doesn't know where he is, but then years after years, he grows, and then he recognizes what's happening with the world, and he starts taking part in the world. And then he starts doing all the things that we're doing in this world, and thus advances until he begins to conduct all the forces and manage them and manage his world. The same with the spiritual world. The Creator says, I was sold with the Torah, meaning he wants us to be like him and manage the world, to grow to that point, as it is called, return all the way to the Lord, meaning this is his desire, that we will be his partners in every sense.
It is all in order to correct creation, called will to receive. Through the reception, creation has moved away from the Creator. And by these corrections that were made, it will be possible to correct everything so it works in order to bestow. When all the vessels of reception work in order to bestow, this will be the end of correction. This is called the perfection of his deeds. As the holy Ari said, when it came up in his simple will to create the worlds and emanate the emanations, to bring to light the perfection of his deeds, his names and appellations, which was the reason for the creation of the worlds, Ein Sof restricted himself, and there was room where the emanations could be. And there, he interprets in opening me as follows. It follows that the very reason for the restriction for the Tzimtzum was only the craving for the new form of reception in order to bestow, which is destined to be revealed by the creation of the world.
Therefore, all of creation begins from restriction, and that's why it's called Bri'ah, from creation, from the word Ba, which means outside of the Creator. If the Creator would control all of creation openly, then all of creation would be as if inside of him, inside the Creator. But because he separates himself from what he created and makes a restriction on himself, a concealment over himself, so creation is called Bliyah, from the word Baal, outside of the Creator. And so after this action of the restriction, the creation divides to two, the Creator and the created beings. And so the created being is the will to receive, which seemingly exists outside the Creator. That's how it feels. And from that point, there's work. There's work for us to do. How? Despite our separation, despite the concealment of the Creator, how do we regain connection with him? Discovering him, discovering his actions, identifying with his actions, and being as if we are beyond the restriction, above the disparity of form. We don't even recognize how much we're opposite to him. And so the whole of creation divides to two. On the one hand, the restriction is working, the concealment, the difference in separation from the Creator. On the other hand, there is a goal of discovering the connection with the Creator, even through the distance and separation. This also has to do with us. How do I, what am I looking at when I am studying, participating with the 10, doing all kinds of efforts? What is my reward? So certainly, I don't have a choice. In the meantime, when I'm on the will to receive, I'm only thinking about how do I fulfill the will to receive that I feel is in me, that I feel demands to attain, to control, to be above death and so on. And I can't think of anything above that, but bit by bit, by the light that reforms, which shines on me through the study, when I absorb some influence, some inspiration from above. From above means above my ego, my own nature. Then I begin to think of things I didn't have before. Where we begin to aspire to new things, new discernments. And that means that I'm already entering the upper world, the spiritual world, that my desires are changing, that I wish to truly reach bestowal. What does that give me? I don't know. What's the benefit of that? I can say all kinds of things to myself, but in truth, I don't know. It happens as a result of the actions that we're doing. Like a little child who's doing actions not knowing what he's doing. He's given games to play. He finds it interesting, so he plays. But the grown-ups who gives him games to play, they know that by these games, he'll get smarter, more developed. He'll know better. He'll succeed better, and so on. Same with us. We have to engage in what Kabbalists recommend us to do, to play with. And even though we don't truly see great actions that we're doing in that, whether it's gathering with the friends and supporting the friends and studying together and being consistent day by day, but by these actions specifically, we later begin to feel that, yeah, specifically heeding the advice of the Kabbalists is what brought us to something new, to a new stage, completely new stage. That is truly a new world, new desires, new thoughts, and completely beyond this world. We can't even imagine what we're entering. We're beginning to recognize this huge mechanics that operates and moves this whole world in order to take all created beings and raise them to the level of the Creator. Next.
Conversely, if a person wants to work and observe Torah and mitzvot without any reward, only because he wants to serve the king, then he needs to know the greatness of the king. For the measure of his work depends on the extent of his faith and the greatness of the king. For only the greatness and importance of the king gives him fuel for work. It is as it is written in the Zohar about the verse, "Her husband is known at the gates," which means that each according to what he assumes in his heart. By this he tells us that to the extent that a person assumes in his heart the greatness and importance of the Creator, to that extent he dedicates himself to serving the king.
And how can he receive the greatness and importance of the upper force where from, if he doesn't feel, if he doesn't if he's not inspired by that, how will he get it? Only from the impression of the friends. The friends too don't attain the Creator, but the fact that we play with each other this way, this is how we build the king. It's like in our world, no one is greater than the other, but if you start talking about someone as great, And the more people talk about it enthusiastically, even though it's complete false, but a person who hears it begins to be impressed by that. And what does that give him? It gives him falsely, of course, falsely for now, but it gives him a desire to bestow to that great person, to have a special relation to him. And that's how we advance towards the Creator, because from the state of the egoistic desire, we have no way to draw closer, to appreciate the Creator, because his positive desire to love, to give, these are things we don't appreciate. We appreciate power, rulership, and the Creator cannot appear this way to us. By that, he will only grow our egoistic desire. And so, we have to make the Creator great, like Rabash writes in the social articles, only by talking about him as great, as heroic, as the ruler of everything, but not in a crude way like in our world, like great rulers of this world, but rather by simply beginning to appreciate him in how he governs us behind the scenes. And when I hear about it from the friends and I talk about it with them, then I gradually get an impression of the greatness of the Creator. And I begin to get to know the Creator, recognize the Creator. To the point that I begin to absorb some inspiration, some influence from him, some special relation. After these discussions and thoughts, the hearts are attracted, and then gradually my desire to receive begins to get that impression. Where from? From the surrounding lights, from this environment. We don't feel that influence, but we become more sensitive to it. That's how it works on us slowly. Look how opposite we are to the spiritual qualities. And here, because of the 10, we can influence each other in such a way that we can come closer to spirituality and begin to sense it. And so, don't get confused with religions and belief systems. Of course, we all use different gatherings. We're familiar with that. Because we want to recognize the force that actually controls us. We want to feel that he dresses into us and how we influence him and even influences us consciously.
Rav, the question is, is it enough to know that the king is great? Or does a person need to expect to feel that greatness?
By the wisdom of Kabbalah, we need to come to a complete identification with the Creator. Complete identification with the Creator is knowing all of his actions upon us, and that is according to how much we recognize these actions, and we can enter and participate with him in these actions, where we become as partners, not only as partners, but we understand these actions, we understand where they come from, we understand how he does them and how together with him we do them, like in that if we were instead of the Creator, we'd do the same thing. Exactly. This is called complete identification with the Creator, and this is only the first step of our acquaintance. This is called from your actions we know you, that from his actions we begin to recognize him towards us. But the Creator wants even more than that, wants us to recognize him. Him. Which means even higher degrees, seemingly outside of the connection with him that he governs us, but rather his thoughts, his plans, which means not just the thought of creation, which is governing us, but even more. There aren't really words for this, but we will come to a point where we'll find the words and we'll talk about it.
Дорогой Раф, вот если сейчас на уроке мы соединяемся вместе,
dear Rav, if now during the lesson we connect together, we truly adhere to bring contentment to the Creator, to the connection between us, is that considered that we're engaged in Torah?
Теперь вопрос.
Of course.
Что значит, что Творец?
So now a question: what does it mean that the Creator is clothed in the Torah?
That by receiving from the Creator his influence in our corrected will to receive in order to bestow, we discover the Creator in us as the inner light that works in our will to receive. And our inner light, the inner light we absorb, is dressed in the returning, the reflected light. And so our will to receive, when we use it, it begins to be organized such as the light. Meaning that it takes on the same form. Because if it wants to receive the light, it has to shape itself in a way that it receives the light, and then the will to receive itself becomes light, becomes what is called the darkness shines as light, meaning that it wants to, it has its own will to resemble the light, the Creator, and that's how we advance towards complete adhesion. That the light can fulfill the will to receive to the extent the will to receive is similar in form to the light. There are things that are hard to express here.
It's a little unclear how, at what stage, this intention of ours to resemble the Creator in the connection meets his desire and his revelation in us. Where does that take place?
These things happen not from the current mind and heart that you now think and feel, but rather your mind and heart will change and then you will be suitable to the light.
Yeah.
You need to take into account just one thing, that you will not be you. You will change.
Who will I be if I won't be me? What will my new form be?
Your new form will be similar to the light, as I said. That the desire will be the darkness, the light that shines from darkness, meaning the desire will also want to take on the form of the light. So the desire is clothed in return reflected light, fills itself with light of chasadim, uses only the portion of the desire that can resemble the light, and then the light fills the desire. There's the matter here that the desire itself too begins to shine. It's not like my cup now that takes in coffee, but it stays a cup. No, it doesn't just stay a cup. It receives the shape of the coffee, the quality and nature of the coffee. Understand?
Does it mean that the desire
is
the same?
Wait, this has to be to come to your feeling. It can't be explained.
Our will to receive constantly grows. My question is this: how can we fulfill this empty will to receive with the greatness of the Creator from the friends and from the Torah? Because it seems like all our actions are not enough. We always have to increase actions.
Every time you have to add in your actions, but mostly not in quantity, but rather in quality. The quality of your actions. We have to think better and better about how we can resemble the lights. And the more we do these changes, and especially it's in the connection between us, then accordingly we will come closer to the light, so that the connection between us will be similar to the light, to bestow, to reciprocate, to participate. Salt Lake City.
Hola, Rav. Tengo una pregunta.
Hello, Rav. I have a certain question.
Todo lo que dice la Torá está escrito con la finalidad de conocer mejor al Creador y acercarnos a él cada vez más.
Everything that the Torah says, the goal is for us to come closer to the Creator each time more and more? Or is there some other goal in the study of Torah?
No, there's no other goal to the study of the Torah except coming closer to the Creator, discovering Him and identifying with Him so that He becomes the closest to you as possible, that He will be the whole world to you, the whole of reality to you, is you will see that the whole, that the Creator is essentially dressed into all of your environmental reality as well as within you. So it's none else besides Him.
Сейчас
Now, in the answer to Vlad's question, you enabled us to feel fully the state of Dvikut. How do you use such states in the Ten? Can you ask for the Ten?
We need to accept the Ten as a single body, not according to what we feel now. We need to see in front of us that he exists, and we are drawn to that as much as we can, and then we know we're on the right path and we're making steps forward. That's it. There's nothing more than that. If we will come to this emotional inner state that all of us are aiming towards the Creator together, literally together, then the Creator begins to be revealed within us, in the connection between us. And here, no philosophies or stories are going to help us here. Rather, we have to establish ourselves as one, all as one. This is called the spiritual craft.
Rav, the question is, we connect with the friends in order to reveal the Creator, to resemble the Creator, because He's great, because He is exalted and great, and our eyes, in our egoistic eyes, is He so great, or is He great after we made Him as great in the Tem?
Both this way and that way, to the extent that a person can imagine the Creator to himself, he can appreciate Him. I gave an example that my grandson thought that the garbage truck driver, you know, this great big truck that collects the garbage throughout the city. So my grandson would say, when I grow up, I want to be that. Then when he grew up, he didn't really want to be the garbage truck driver. So the same with us. As we grow, the Creator grows before us. Maktu.
Good morning, Rav. If there is a desire to change, to resemble the Creator, for Him to control everything, because there's importance for bestowal, like we see a person that his qualities are in good eyes and nice, and I want to be similar to him. But how do you aim that desire to be for the Creator, where it will be in order to bring contentment to the Creator?
This is only by you organizing the society. Organize the society in the right way, and then by your discussions, you can quickly aim yourself at the Creator. If you have the society, it's not a problem. If you don't, there's no chance. That's the test.
We learn many times that
Africa.
We learn many times that everything depends on importance. Our question is, during the influence of the upper light on the created being, what is the correct way to receive these impressions in order to derive maximum importance from it?
Again, these discussions should be scrutinies in the group, in the environment, where you clarify the correct way to look at all the stages you're going through. You need to discuss it more among yourselves, and then you see that it's not a matter of wisdom that you learn from each other, from what you say, but rather by doing that, you expand your mind, and not in the sense that you get more fulfillment. Your mind literally expands because the light influences you to the extent that you want to be connected together. And so you're engaged in expanding your mind, your reason. That's the only thing that will help you. Being more and more connected through the study. And it doesn't happen right away, but you will gradually feel that this is what gives you spiritual expansion. P.T.
Good day. The question is, in order to attain the state that we're going together towards the Creator, we turn to the Creator together. Do I need to think that the friends are already in that intention of going together, building and turning to Him together, or do I need to approve it by my feelings and thoughts, or do I not need to?
The more I imagine the friends as being in spirituality, even though they themselves perhaps don't see it, don't know about it, but the more I see them as in spirituality already, we're talking about my friends in my tent, By doing that, I gain more. By that, I obligate the Creator to appear to me through them. Latin 6.
¿Puede la decena o es posible que la decena influya la grandeza del Creador?
Is it possible for the ten to bestow on the or influence the greatness of the Creator without the revelation of evil?
I don't really like talking about you having to engage in the greatness of the Rav. The greatness of the Rav needs to be, even though there's a lot written about it and the Torah necessitates it, but I'll tell you one thing. The greatness of the Rav needs to be in order for you to receive and hear and be able to absorb what I'm saying, and that will help you advance. It's not greatness of the Rav that in the sense that I need it. And also, I don't want you to start looking at me as great and holy. Rather, it needs to be clear to us that if you have no greatness of me, then you're not gonna get what I'm saying. And it will prevent your progress, just to be practical about it. That's why you should respect me to the extent that it pushes you forward towards the goal. So just like the greatness of the friends, the greatness of the wisdom of Kabbalah itself, the greatness of the teacher, it's all means you have to use in order to have good, correct progress.
Rav, in the text we just read, it says because he wants to serve the king, he needs to know the greatness of the king. What does it mean to know the greatness of the king? And how does that have anything to do with the greatness of the impression of the friends?
The greatness of the king, we want to feel because it will help us be drawn to him. To the extent that he is great. But also, what does it mean that he's great? That he's great in bestowing, in giving, in connection. This is the greatness of the quality of bestowal. This is what we want to appreciate in the Creator. Cub U1.
Good morning, Rob. A question from our 10, and I think you might have touched on it just now, but in the last reading it said, for only the greatness and importance of the king gives him fuel for the work. What is this fuel, and how do we continually generate that for each other within the 10?
The greatness of the king, that's how we're built, because we're built as a will to receive. And if that will to receive is still in its egoistic desire, then the greater it is, the greater the egoistic form it sees, the more it's drawn to it. But if it's already in a state of bestowal, then it begins to appreciate the qualities of bestowal in the king. And that makes the king greater. And then he wants to receive from the king, not to receive from him, but because if he's great, then I'm going to be great like him and receive. But rather, I want to resemble him and his bestowing nature, not to use his bestowal for myself, but rather to resemble him his force of bestowal, to be like him as well. And that's how a person advances. So it says that on this path, the righteous shall walk and the villains will fail, the wicked will fail. Meaning it depends on how you relate to the teacher, the creator, the method. Some wish to gain all kinds of corporeal things from that, and some only want to receive the quality of bestowal and advance in that. So that depends on a person's choice. Those two things. Now, on the one hand, the creator, the creation, is opposite to the creator. To the extent that it's opposite, it cannot discover and feel the creator. And this concealment only comes from within the created being. Like, say, there's a baby on my hands. I recognize the baby. I know the baby. I take care of the baby, but the baby doesn't know anything about me. It's so little, it doesn't know anything about me, but I'm doing everything for him. And the Creator's whole purpose is to gradually bring up this baby called creation, which only wants to receive, to bring him to be like the Creator. Meaning the baby remains a baby, the will to receive. It even grows more and more, but it grows to be similar to the Creator. So the will to receive doesn't just grow as still vegetative or animate, but it grows beyond the animate level to the level of similarity to the Creator. And then the Creator influences this piece of will to receive with more and more unique influences.
So that
Adam begins to be formed from this will to receive. What's the difference between Adam, human, and animate? The man belongs to the animate degree in our world, but has the potential to resemble godliness. Meaning it has a desire called a beast, an animal, and there's also a point that attracts him to be similar to the Creator, to be in bestowal, to be in giving. And that's opposite to still vegetative and animate. And so from the animate degree, from the beastly degree, the human begins to grow. And the animal begins to behave opposite to itself. This is called Adam, human, or a Kabbalist that grows from the animate degree. And so there's no difference corporeally between a person who knows the Creator, attains the Creator, and an ordinary person who doesn't. On the animate level, we all live the same. We're all animals on that level. But internally, the human level, meaning the point in the heart, which is where one builds greater and greater similarity to the Creator, this is called his soul. And this is how the speaking degree grows out of the animate degree. That's what we need to do from ourselves. That's why we're here and trying to advance. But in order to advance and resemble the Creator, we need to integrate with 10 friends. Because the similarity to the Creator happens through the connection with others, through bestowing. So we build a 10, and that's how we advance towards Him. And now we're coming to a point where the whole world has to start moving towards connection, and out of that connection to the Creator. This is called the generation of the Messiah, where a unique light works on us to pull us. This is why it's called Mashiach, from the word limshoch, to pull. Pulling us from the animate degree to the human degree. This is why it's called Messiah. And it will certainly influence us and work, but we can assist it to work as fast as possible. And this way we will come to discover ourselves in the... meaning the will to receive. Excerpt number 36 again. The verse says, "And God created man in his own image." The term creation applies specifically to something new, meaning a reality existence from absence, where the Creator has created something new that did not exist before he has created it. Our sages interpreted that this reality is called desire to receive pleasure. This is a lack and emptiness that must now be filled. There was no lack before he has created it. As before this creation, there was only wholeness, because it cannot be said that the Creator contains a lack. Therefore, this is the only thing that is new, meaning the will to receive.
No, Africa.
Well, Africa.
Rav, what does it mean by "let us make man in our own image"? Who are the us, please?
Rav, מה זה אומר? ויברא אלוקים את האדם בצלמו.
שרצון לקבל שהבורא ברא.
That the will to receive that the Creator created, to start with, he created it in a corrected state in order to bestow. And this form is already there and exists, but it's without the involvement of the desire itself, the closeness of man, meaning it's a certain system, a perfect system, because it exists. We need to come to this system from the opposite form, where we are opposite this system. And then, from us being opposite it, and understanding slowly, slowly, and identifying it, and feeling it, then when we come to it, we come to it with two discernments. One discernment, which is that we are the will to receive opposite to the Creator, and the other form, which is that we have made from this similar to the Creator. And those discernments clothe one another. And then it turns out that we are included by those two. We are made of the creature, which is opposite the Creator, and we are included from the form of the Creator, and those two forms are in us. And then we are aware of all of creation from the beginning to the end, and truly begin then to be, to feel, to discover, and reveal just like the Creator himself. Therefore, we will continue.
Excerpt 37. Rabash says, "We need to understand the interpretation of our sages that at the time of creation of the world, when he said to the angels, 'Let us make a man in our image.'"
Angels means forces. Forces in creation that with them, also the Creator and also we work. It's spiritual forces. They are called angel, malachim, from the word malchut. That from malchut, we activate these forces. Yep.
Chesed said, "Let him be created, for he does chasadim, mercies." Truth said, let him not be created, for he is all lies. Tzedek, justice, said, let him be created, for he does righteousness. Peace said, let him not be created, for he is all strife.
We see that there are four forces in creation, and they are all contradicting one another. To create or not to create. Yes, why no? And from this correct participation of all these things that contradict and are opposite from one another, from that specifically man was created, and it's in there in a way that through the contradiction it can scrutinize the perfection in creation. Meaning, what are all those forces? What do they mean that you can't all take care of them together? But the Creator made it in such a way that if we use all these forces correctly, then from all these forces, we don't scrutinize them. We scrutinize the Creator Himself. That is a goal. That's what He created. Yes.
What did the Creator do? He took truth and cast it to the earth. We know the words of our sages. One should always engage in Torah and mitzvot, even if lolishma, not for her sake, since from lolishma he comes to lishma, for her sake. Because of his lowliness, a person cannot engage in mitzvot right away in order to bring contentment to his Maker. By nature, he cannot make a move if not for his own sake. Hence, first he must engage in mitzvot lo lishma, meaning out of self-benefit. However, he still draws abundance of kedusha while performing the mitzvot. And though the abundance that he draws, and through the abundance that he draws, he will eventually come to engage in mitzvot lishma.
Meaning, man performs actions that he is told to do. These actions have no necessity to be performed from his corporeal life, but if he does them in order to rise to a spiritual degree, in order to give his actions a spiritual essence of bestowal, of connection, of closeness to the Creator, then these actions become spiritual actions and help a person come closer to the Creator. Hebrew 10.
We said that malachim, angels, from the word malchut, and from malchut we act, operate spiritual forces. What does it mean that we operate spiritual forces from malchut?
You have nowhere else to take forces from except from malchut. To the extent that she connects to the first nine, she adds her force, usually is the force of resistance to its will to receive, and then performs qualities that are above her, and by this she comes closer to the Creator.
So advancing in the 10 out of these forces, is that activating forces from Malchut?
That's exactly what Rabash writes you. As much as you annul yourself towards the friends, as much as you connect to them and so on, he scrutinizes it through practical actions. PT 22.
Good morning, Rav. You said that the Creator created man. He created a desire with all the lights. It's complete correction. Then there was a breaking in everything.
He didn't create him in Gemar Tikkun. There are more additions in Gemar Tikkun from our work, from attainment, but he created him in a whole way on behalf of the Upper One. But there still isn't work or exertion or agreement or participation on behalf of the Lower One. Meaning he created him as like an image. You understand? Like this balloon in a form of man. But the internal part, with our desire, with our nerves, with our exertion, with everything we're searching for and want and demand, that is still lacking in that balloon.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask, because we learned that in the ascent of the lower ones, in the corrections, we attain 620 times more.
Correct, because now we don't attain anything. But from that first feeling that was in the Adam HaRishon, in the Garden of Eden, meaning it was a swallowed up balloon, everything was on the account of the Creator, we now attain 613 times more when we reach it with our exertion soon. PT 34. Correctly. Oh, let's keep going.
Excerpt number 38 from Zohar Pinchas. It was said, let us make man in our image after our own likeness. Why does it say afterward, and God created the man in his own image? When he asked the angels about the creation of man, some of them said, let him be created, and some of them said, let him not be created. The Creator created him, as it is written, and God created the man in his own image. Thus, he did not place in him one portion from the angels, and he was not made in their form, but in the form of the king, in his image and after his likeness, only in the image of the likeness of his mold.
Yeah, these forces that work on us, called the angels from the word malchut, that activate us, all they're doing is pushing us to receive the form of the Creator. That's what the upper force wants, that we will be like him, even though we are made from the opposite material. And that's something that we don't understand yet, what's going on here. That in this opposite material, in the world to receive, we will receive the form of the quality of bestowal and be able to exist in those two forms. What an opportunity we have to know creation from within, all of it. We can't understand this or feel this or give gratitude for this. It'll come later on. Brazil 2. Well, let's keep going.
Number 40 is overall Vaera. How dense are people for not knowing and not observing why they are in the world? After all, when the Creator created the world, he made man in his image and established him with his corrections to engage in Torah and to walk in his ways.
Yep. So, I don't see that you're asking anything. What can I add? The Zohar is surprised how people are dense and not knowing and not observing the world. After all, when the Creator created the world, he made man in his image, like the Creator, and he established in him his corrections to engage in the Torah and walk his ways. And we have to do it. Meaning, as much as we advance by the Torah, and Torah means the light that reforms, the light that bestows upon us at the right time, when we connect correctly and want to be one body, that one Adam, the first Adam, that's one system, then the light, the upper light from that state, bestows upon us and helps us advance.
41. A question from our group. What does it mean to be the work of the hands of the Creator? As you talk, the human is the work of hands of the Creator. What does it mean? Thank you.
We have to feel that we are like matter in the hands of the Maker. He, the Creator, is doing everything, but only according to the extent that we ask of Him. And then we attain that it wasn't according to what we asked, but according to our, that our demands equalize with His plan.
French. Скажите, пожалуйста, что это за два вида тьмы, о которых говорит это?
Tell us, please, Rav, what are the two types of darkness that the excerpt talks about? In the first, you can die, and then the other, you can clothe in the light.
There's darkness from my vessels of reception, and darkness that I myself wrap myself in vessels of concealment, that I don't want to see the Creator because I'm afraid that I'll receive in order to receive. Focus group.
Focus group. Can you hear us? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so we, like the Zohar, are surprised at how dense we are. Although we're talking and doing, and often we find ourselves disconnected from the Creator, from the goal. What's the advice of the Zohar to come out of this obtuseness, denseness?
The Zohar's advice is through the group to ask from the Creator for the quality of bestowal. And then in the group, use that quality of bestowal correctly in order to bring the group to a spiritual partsuf where in it the Creator can be revealed gradually. And we are going to...
Again,
the words of the Ari, the halal that remained after the Tzimtzum was a good round. For then there was a vacant place, avir, and an empty halal from the very middle point. Behold, this Tzimtzum was even around that empty middle point, in such a way that that place of halal was a good round from every side, completely even. It had no shape of a merubba, a square, a perpendicular angle, for Ein Sof too had restricted itself like an igul, like a circle, even on all sides.
Item 80, relating to empty space.
So, item 90, this Tzimtzum, inner light, meaning without the discriminations of great and small. We should not wonder about that, since the Shinui Tzua, the disparity of form, in the middle point had already been exposed by the departure of the all from it. Consequently, the smaller measurements were necessarily recognized as well, one smaller than the other. For example, Chena Gimel is purer than the middle point because the measure of her will to receive is less than Bchina Dalet. Similarly, Bchina Bet is purer than Bchina Gimel, because her measure of will to receive is smaller than Bchina Gimel. And Bchina Aleph is purest of all, for she has the least will to receive, rendering her Shinui Tzua the least apparent.
כי מידת הרצון לקבל שבה חוטה מבחולן. ועל כן, שינוי צורתה אינו כמו בהן. הרי
Thus, we have a differentiation of great and small in the degrees. In that case, why does the Rav say that the Tzimtzum was even around that point?
In other words, if there was a will to receive, and the will to receive is different from the will to bestow, then how is this difference revealed if there's no distinction? And if there's no distinction in the desires between the degrees, then who governs the will to bestow can't express itself? But the will to receive, or maybe the opposite, the will to receive can't create a gap between the degrees, and the will to bestow seemingly erases, suppresses it. Why does it happen this way? And
the answer is that the Tzimtzum did not turn the middle point into a Sof. In other words, if the O had left the point because of her Shinui Tzuah, then it would certainly become a Sof, meaning the lowest degree. Then we would also regard the three preceding Bchinot as more important than the middle point, as one above the other. However, it was not so, for the Tzimtzum did not occur due to the Shinui Tzuah in the point. This cannot be, for we are still concerned with Malchut Dein Sof, in which there is no Shinui Tzuah between her and the Ol. They are both in simple unity, meaning he is one and his name is one.
Questions, please? None? All right, let's continue.
The Tzimtzum occurred only because his Ratzon Pashut wished to create the Olamot. It means that he wanted the Ishtavut Tzuah, which is destined to appear by the creation of the Olamot, meaning the form of reception in order to bestow contentment to the Maker. There is a great virtue in that. On the one hand, it is complete bestowal, because the Ratzon is only to bestow contentment upon his Maker, and not at all for oneself. That makes the Tzuah completely equal with the Or Elyon of the Ma'atzil, and complete adhesion with him. Dear Rav, he writes that the reason for the Tzimtzum isn't the disparity of form, but that we will be adhered to the light.
Of course, but it's not because of the inferiority, that the will to receive is inferior to the will to bestow, but it operates in the will to receive, the force of the Creator that wants to bring the will to receive into similarity with it. It's like a baby. Whatever he does, in the eyes of the mother, he is perfect, he is the best and most beautiful. But in truth, at the same time, you need to work on it so it'll grow. Moreover, the more it grows, the more it becomes opposite from the Creator. A baby too, as it grows, it seemingly becomes farther, more opposite from the mother. It doesn't want things, so he's got his ego, but who doesn't want him to grow? This is what creation is like. It grows, develops into directions. The will to receive that is opposite from the Creator, And as much as possible to put on it the will to bestow so it becomes similar to the Creator. Two opposite influences that grow in the will to receive. This is how we develop.
We as created being, what can we learn from this? We also perform a tzimtzum.
We, like the created beings, must not say we don't want this, we don't want that, not this, not that, but to accept everything, to welcome everything, that specifically through everything we grow. And we need everything in order to grow and be complete. The Creator didn't create anything that's revealed in us, not for the purpose of the final correction. So we will be like Him.
He writes that there was no Aviut. So Aviut isn't only the force of the desire, I guess it's something else.
Aviut means the extent to which I feel opposite, that I am opposite from the Creator. This is Aviut in spirituality. Not just that I want. We're already talking about equivalence of form with respect to the Creator. He reveals his Aviut with respect to the light.
So if there's no independence, there's no Aviut?
Independence is a different story. Don't add definitions. Ashdod 10.
Good morning, Rav. I have a question. Prinat Dalet restricted itself in the middle point. The question is, that middle point, is that a vessel in its opposite form, as if a vessel that receives the light from the outside like a magnet? Thank you.
No, it doesn't absorb it from the outside. It's a clay that discovers that the light fills it, that the light is already in it. We're speaking about the four phases of direct light when the light is already in them, and they discover in what way the light fills them. Next time, ask more concretely, more to the point. PT 17.
Our connection to the place of Tzimtzum, that only starts from the passage between degrees?
No. We will discover later the reason for the Tzimtzum soon. Let's reveal these things in his Teklut Pnimit in a few more pages, where he explains it more easily, more technically. Go on, Owen.
I don't remember if I read the...
Read.
We learned that the primary reason for the Tzimtzum was the desire for the new form of reception in order to bestow that is destined to appear by the creation of the Olamot. However, it was not because at all by reason of the Aviut she felt in the middle point, for there was no Aviut and difference there at all. Hence, the middle point did not become a Sof because of the Tzimtzum. Thus, it is impossible to distinguish a small matter from a great one. That is why the Rav writes that the Tzimtzum was completely even.
Otkuf?
Ken.
100 relates to the world agol from every angle. It means that there was some image that had to have been made by reason of the Tzimtzum, though the Tzimtzum was even and not because of any Shinui Tzua. After the Tzimtzum and the departure of the O from that middle point, it became apparent that the Or Elyon is unfit to cleave to it because of her tzua of the Gadlut of reception. Because that became known, she fell from the degree she had in Ein Sof, and now regarded as Sof, meaning the lowest possible of Yud. Only that middle point remained a vacant halal, unfit to clothe the Or, and the three former Bchinot in virtue and purity were still fit to clothe the Or, even after the Tzimtzum. We have explained above that she did not become a Sof for the above reason. This is the meaning of the precision of the Rav when he says that the place of Halal was Agol from every side, completely even. He wishes to say that it wasn't the actual Sof, but like the Sof in a round picture, whose Sof is in the middle. You can compare these four prinot to four circles, one within the other, like onion skins. The central igul is prinat dalet, surrounded by prinat gimel, surrounded by prinat bet, surrounded by prinat aleph. In this way, there is no up or down, right or left.
ימין ושמאל נבחנת ביניהם. כי בחינה א', למשל,
for example, בחינה א', is above all of them in its one half, and below all of them in the other half. And so it is in all the בחינות. Therefore, there is not up or down, right or left here.
באופן
There is no difference between their virtue, and they are all completely even. It has already been explained that the above reason for the Tzimtzum was not the Shinui Tzua. This is also the meaning of the precision of the Rav, Agol, every side, completely even.
In other words, the Tzimtzum was not because of the inferiority, because it stopped receiving. That's not why it didn't want it. It wanted to raise itself higher toward the emanator and not be opposite from it. And this is why he restricted himself. No one pressured him, no one forced him to not to receive. It's just that he himself decided that to do that because it's still a will to receive. Because he saw that his will to receive is now functioning not like the emanator. But on the other hand, this recognition, this awareness, how should I put it? This awareness did not come because of inferiority, like a mother and a child. The child doesn't feel inferior to the mother. It's as if he is a superior, he is a boss, he determines everything. He can decide for the mother what she will want, what she will do, and she works for him. But still, he wants to grow and be similar to her. So maybe here we can perhaps compare the situations, the mother and the child, and the baby with the state of the Tzimtzum that Malchut Ein Sof does. More than that, again, I'm saying we're going to read and learn in a few more pages in Hestaklut Pnimit on this part. There it is explained a lot more closer to us. Wait. I want to say this. On Thursday, you have some event, right? And I really am asking everyone to participate in that event on Thursday. Go ahead.